There are five things that Jesus does for the church here in this passage that husbands can do for their homes. It says, first of all, in verse 22 and 23a, that a husband is like the Lord, like Christ is the head of the church. And what fascinates me is this. What are we talking about in the church when Christ is Lord and head? Well, number one, Christ is Lord over all on behalf of his church. Christ is Lord over all on behalf of his church. And therefore, husbands are supposed to be Lord over all on behalf of their church, of their home. Not Lord their home, but Lord over all on behalf of their home. And I see a difference there. I'm not on Father's Day going to talk about the importance of the team role for your husband and the wife and the support he needs in this. I'm telling you here and now, the closest analogy we have in this chapter for women is that they act like a church. Oh. And I don't find that very encouraging for Christ. Because they can't do anything without his cross. They can't do anything without his grace. They can't do anything without his love. They can't do anything without him. This passage shook me to the core because it reminded me that husbands and homes go together, and as Christ is going to answer for the church, husbands are going to answer for the home. Christ is Lord over all on behalf of his church, and husbands are supposed to be Lord over all on behalf of their homes. That is to say, the buck stops with you. That is to say, Jesus has got his finger on every one of the church's enemies on our behalf, which is why he causes us to triumph always in him. And husbands are those, if you want to use the word Lord, what is he Lord of? He's Lord over all above the church. If you're going to use the word head, what is he head of? The church. So he's Lord and head. All I can see here is defense and protection. All I can see is that the husband is supposed to be a barrier to all the trouble that would knock the life out of the church. And therefore the husbands play the same role for their home. Your wife is not the defender of your home. Your wife is not supposed to be the spiritual leader in your home, though she can defend and lead. You are the God-ordained copier of Christ. If you're going to say, what is the greatest analogy of a husband we have on earth, we must say Christ. And as he is the head and the Lord, so am I to copy Christ. And if you read the life of Christ, that's quite a revelation. Too many homes are frazzled and in real trouble because dad wasn't Lord over all on behalf of his home. He practiced unbelief, or he practiced fear, or he practiced cowardice. Or he just practiced anger and frustration. And he didn't protect the home, he beat the living blazes out of the home. This is not a command to bark. This is a command to get up to the fence and growl over the face of the enemy. It's not a you touch my car, break your fingers. You touch my wife or my children, I break your fingers. Christ as the head and Lord of the church is our security, is our assurance. It enables us to look at the government and say, we're not here by your permission, we're here by Christ's authorization. That's what you pass on to your wife and children. Yet in too many instances, husbands bring such insecurity into their homes by their behavior, it leaves me in awe. It is as though they've been given the mission to devastate the place. I like the little phrase I wrote down. Christ and his churches function like families at home. Christ and his churches function like families at home. That's what it is. That's my role. That's Christ's role. What do you look to, church member, from Christ as Lord and head? Has he ever threatened you? Has he ever beaten you up? Has he ever turned his back on you? Has he ever not been there? And I might add, when you found him, church member, you found him seated on a throne of grace. That's the Lord, the head of the church. That's the husband, the whole head of the whole. It's rather fascinating to find a Lord and King seated on a throne of grace. Doesn't even go together, does it? But in the new creation kingdom, it does. The King we have in heaven, who is head of every church, who is Lord over all on behalf of his church, is on the throne of grace. And not enough husbands are on thrones of grace. Now, thrones of grace do not belittle Christ or make him weak, because we ever remember that the throne of grace is for the family, the church family. And his lordship is to keep the family safe. It's never supposed to cross your wife or your children's minds remotely that they aren't safe. Christ is the security of the church. Don't tell me it's the senior minister, because I'm resigning. Right. Don't tell me it's you and your hotshot gifting. Don't tell me it's you and your giving that's the security of the church. It's Christ as Lord and head that's the security of the church. And the security of every home is the husband. That's not something you're supposed to go home and teach your wife. That's something you're supposed to go home and teach yourself. Because frankly, you don't need your wife's permission to be head and Lord. Does Christ need our permission? If we as a church just cast the whole thing out and become the most Laodicean, wishy-washy, I don't give a hoot about you, I'm not listening to you, well, you could be the average church. It doesn't say anywhere, and they shall listen. As a matter of fact, it says very closely in chapter 6, be careful not to offend your kids by acting like an idiot. So we can't say that's what it says. Fathers.